In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict the New Year's resolution for a newsmaker from this past year. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities on the web at wallacefoundation.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, helping to build a more just future for the nation and the world at macfound.org. And Kauffman, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, celebrating entrepreneurs who start businesses and change the world on the web at kauffman.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. And our thanks this week to our departing intern, Megan Vandehey, who did a wonderful job with us. She goes back to her paying job, which I can't tell you anything about. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, give us a newsmaker and his or her New Year's resolution. Roxanne Roberts.
Well, it's not a resolution, but the Bush administration will name Jamie Lynn Spears as national spokesperson for their abstinence program.
Sure. Charlie Pierce.
Ron Paul has resolved to use some of his surprising internet millions to buy a discernible last name. The bad news, it's Tancredo.
And Adam Felber.
George W. Bush, one more year, one more large landmass. Look out, South America.
Well, if any of those newsmakers make any of those pronouncements, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you so much, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Adam Felber, Charlie Pierce, and Roxanne Roberts. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.